and it has what up many times before. Using the word, a form of the, it has
swollen.
Okay. You ever heard of, there's a term that's given to new hunters, a man that's going out to hunt, say, deer for the first time out into the forest, and he's very nervous and he's very excited. He has, have you ever heard of that term?
He's excited.
Yeah, and he has a certain kind of fever. Have you ever heard of that? Buck fever. Have you ever heard of buck fever?
No.
Okay. All right. Now, back to a boil. Well, not a boil this time, but say you have a blister and there's water in it. Is there any other thing you might call that water? Would you ever call it humor? The humor in a blister?
No,
Okay, now if someone shot you, you'd have a bullet. If someone shot you, you'd have a bullet.
Bullet in your... Mm-hmm.
What would that be? That the, you know, that would go in your skin and that would be a bullet?
A wound.
Okay. And now what's, if you have a wound and there's abnormal swelling around it, the wound is healing and all this swelling takes place around the wound.
Cut that off, rebuilding.
Do you have a name for that? The abnormal swelling around a wound that's healing. You ever heard of proud flesh?
Proud, mm-hmm, yeah.
Did you want to say that for me?
The proud flesh around the wound.
And what?
You could have left the picture.
Proud flesh. There we go. What do you put on a sore or a burn? Not mercuricone, but there's something else.
Vaseline?
Hmm?
Vaseline?
No. That's right, you do. What about iodine?
Iodine. You say not mercuricone. You can't put the iodine on.
Okay, and what is used in the treatment of malaria?
Quinine.
Okay. And if somebody was no longer alive, you'd say he
dead,
or he
died.
Okay. Right. Would you use any different term? You know, if you wanted to be kind of kind about it and didn't want to use the word die, is there any
pass?
You might say pass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there a crude way you might say that he
died?
Or he? Would you ever say he kicked the bucket?
Well, yes, that's a common expression. Mm-hmm. Kick the bucket past me.
Would you ever say that, you think?
I guess we have said it in some instance.
Okay. And if you didn't know why the person died, you'd say, I didn't know what he died
with.
Okay.
Don't know that.
Okay. And what do you call a place that you bury people in?
Burial ground, or the grave, and cemetery.
Okay. Now, do you make any distinction between public or private burying areas?
Yes.
As to what you call them, or how you define
them? And if it's public or private?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Quiet, it'd have you, if you have a quiet, if it wasn't public, it would just be a quiet burial.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody but just the family or a few friends.
Mm-hmm. Would you make any distinction between the areas, that you know, a private burying ground or a public one?
Well, I don't know the difference between. Most of the cemeteries are public except those who are buried in a pauper's.
Okay.
Pauper's grave. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They had no.
Okay.
Just not up to the standard and not able to be put into a city.
Okay. What do you mean up to the standard?
Well, what I mean, the person who was not able to be put away.
Hadn't made provisions before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.